Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Sarah's View of Life right here in SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. Well, it's been a rocky week for me. I got a virus from my beautiful grandson, who loves to share his little viruses, and it hit me for six. So all Monday I slept. Tuesday I had to come home, and so I slept, came home, and slept again. And then Wednesday there was three shows, and Thursday two and a half shows, and Friday two shows, and all day summit, wonderful all day summit on Saturday. And so the thing is, sometimes we would love to just stop and kind of take care of ourselves, and sometimes it's just not possible. So how do we find the balance? So I couldn't do anything Monday. I couldn't get my head off the pillow. Unfortunately, it was a virus, vomiting, diarrhea, and you lay back down and you are out, which is unusual for me. I only do that when I'm sick. And there was just no other functioning. So when things like that happen, we can't fight against it. But then as we're getting better, we kind of think, okay, I can push through now, which I did on Wednesday. And I did three shows, adding up to, I don't know, 4.5, 5 hours, which at the end of it, I was flattened completely. And unfortunately, I couldn't reschedule everybody because I'm moving at the end of the month and I only have so many openings for April, and they've all gone. So that means I'll be pushing these people to May, which is not fair. So yes, it's sometimes we have to suck it up. But again, how do we find that balance? When we can say, I'm sorry, this is what's happening. Please, would you reschedule? And if somebody doesn't understand that you aren't well, or something has come up that's very important, I never cancel just for the sake of it. You know, I have to be really sick, or it's my children need my help. Those are the times that I cancel. I do not cancel for anything else. And if they don't understand, do you really want to work with them anyway? And I have found most people to be extremely generous and saying, no, just go and take care of yourself. Don't worry about it. I get people canceling on me at the last moment because an illness comes up. That is life. That is what's happening. We really shouldn't have to apologize because we got hit with an illness and that we can't do the work at that time. And I think it's more important that we do as much as we possibly can look after ourselves, because in looking after ourselves, we can come back to whatever we're doing stronger and better. But if we come back kind of still dragging our feet and feeling lack of energy, which I was up until today, I'm feeling a lot better, but all those other days it was just a ball and chain dragging on me, draining me. We can't produce ourselves in the same manner. So whether you work for yourself or whether you work for someone else, the best time that we can give ourselves, you know, with an illness, whether it's mental or physical, is the time, at least in the first 48 hours, to really look after ourselves. After that, we can assess, can I push a little further? Can I take something up? Do I still need more rest? Is it something I can reschedule? If it's something you can reschedule, do give yourself the time. If you can't for whatever reason, let's just let people know, you know, look, I'm sorry, I'm not at 100%. Right. And this is where we're at right now. And if they say, you know, do you want to reschedule? And then that's their choice. But it's when to show up and when not to. And I've literally done shows with COVID and various variants and numerous other things. And I live on a pain level of 4 to 5 every day anyway. So it's knowing how much you can take and how much you can push forward. And that's the important thing. So I would love to have just taken the whole week, a whole week of just sleeping, letting my body rejuvenate, getting back up on scale again. But it wasn't to be. But it's okay. I'm a very strong woman and I'm back here, right? I'm back on track now. But I really do think that we need to sometimes look at it and go, do I need to? Is this something that can be put off? Placing time upon yourself because you are unwell, especially if you're contagious, right? Viruses, the last thing we want you to do is be around other people because then they get it and they give it to other people and escalate, escalate, escalate. And it's okay for you to say, I am sick. Please don't use it as an excuse, but I am generally sick and I need that time to heal. I'm of no good to anybody unless I do. And we should never have to apologize for that. Whether we're working for someone, and believe me, I run restaurants, my son runs a restaurant, I run businesses. When staff can't come, it can be really hard. Who are we going to get in its place? Or does that mean you're working triply hard? And sometimes that can put a lot of pressure on you. And it's always good if you have a team to say, I can't work today, but you've got a Rolodex there, oh, contact schedule. I know people don't talk Rolodex anymore, where you can reach out to the people and say, look, I'm sick. Can you take my shift? I'll take yours next week or whatever the case is. And, not put all the burden just on the person, your employee, but, on other people. Would you mind switching with me? I'm not well today. And, you'll generally find most people accommodating. Yeah, that's fine, mate. I've got a big deal coming up in a couple of weeks. Do you mind taking my shifts then? And that is, what we do for each other. So I think it's very, very important that we actually understand give and take. Right? There are times that you can't give, give, give all the time. There's times that we need to take time for ourselves and rejuvenate. There's times that we need to give and take towards one another. It's not all about the taking, and it's not all about what was in it for me. It's like needing that time to do what you need to do. And the same with mental health. You get people sometimes having a mental health day. I am down in the dumps. And I do find personally when I'm in a depression, being proactive is actually something that picks me up and it's something that helps me heal. But I know for a lot of other people, it's just they're in that despair. I understand that despair. It is good to be proactive, but maybe you're not in your particular job arena. So if you have to go and volunteer somewhere or go out into nature, puppy dogs, children, trees, breeze, flowers around you, paying attention to them, tuning into their beautiful vibrancy. It can pick you up. Do what you need to do. But if we don't take care of ourselves, else is going to take care of us? No one. No one. So when we are sick, we have got to do what we need to do in order to recover. When I'm sick, it's me. It's me to pick myself up and it's me to take care of myself. I was at my daughter's for 24 hours and she just let me be, let me sleep. And I wasn't interested in food. I wasn't interested in anything that I was just crashed. I'm moving soon. I'm going to be living alone. So when I'm sick, I'm sick. And that means I've got to take care of me. And I think that's something that we should not apologize for. It's don't take advantage of it if you're working with an employee, if I had a late night, so now I'm sick today. Your hangover doesn't count, mate. I'm sorry. All right. And I don't sleep well at nights, and I know how hard it is sometimes, working on 4 or 5 hours sleep and maybe grab a nap in between or whatever. But it is find your balance. Be honest with the people you're working with. If you are canceling, and for a meeting or anything, in my case, a podcast, make sure the people know why you're not just flipping them off. And also the same scale of you being understanding when they have that conflict. And I know for me, it can be very difficult sometimes because I have so many people booked a month in advance. And if somebody at the last moment doesn't have a show, that means I have no show for that. I do generally 4 to 8 shows a week. So that means there's no show in its place because it's too late to call somebody, right? So yes, it does put a chintz, but it's also unavoidable. And there's a difference from like no show or I forgot. It is something has come up, illness, this, that, etc. May I reschedule? And that is something we need to do with each other is reschedule. And even sometimes offer, can I do something for you? And for me, it would be, yes, would you mind sharing the shows out? on your social media because I'm just not able to do that right now. And little things that we can do for each other. So don't beat yourself up if you get sick and you have to change an appointment. Please give yourself as much time as you possibly can to heal, to get better. You're no good depleted, I'm telling you. And make sure that people understand you're not a full mask. And that's okay. Nobody is always at 100%. And if they know, I've been ill, I'm okay, I'm doing this, but then they know they can pick up their reins a little bit, right? So I don't think we need to apologize anymore for when we get sick, mental or physical, and that we need some time out to heal, or that we're open and honest with people and say, look, I'm not at the 100%, but I'm going to do it anyway. And we don't need to apologize for that. So be kind to yourself, nurture yourself, do what you need to do to get your health back on track, right? Common denominator of most illnesses is sleep and fluids, right? Fluids and sleep. And those are the type of things that really help you kind of get back. The body has an amazing way of healing. So if we get the fluids in us and we get the sleep in us and we let our body go and do what it needs to do, but we give it the time to do it. So please be kind to yourself. I'm praying that because I am moving and I'm going to be moving 10 minutes away from the kids, I know that I'm going to now get onto a huge regime of echinacea to build my immune system up because I don't need the gift of the next viruses going around. And unfortunately, when they're at daycare or at school, they pick those things up left, right, and center. So it's when you've been ill, boost your immune system up. I'm taking a lot of vitamin C right now. Boost your immune system back up so that it's got more defense to the next thing that's going to hit us. Be kind to yourself, be nurturing, be your own nurse, and let yourself heal. Don't apologize for it, but do make help people understand you just physically cannot. And would they mind rescheduling? And again, as I said, if they don't and they're knee-jerk about it, do you want to reschedule? I know I wouldn't. So let's be understanding and caring with each other and just give yourself some time. And you know what? You don't have to wait for illness to give yourself some time. If you're just finding, I've just been working too hard, taking on too much, I needed me day. Or I need to take this amount of time every day for me in order to get through all of this. That is perfectly okay. Please do, because that is what will prevent you from getting sick, and whether mentally, physically, or emotionally. All right. We want you well to do what you need to do to be successful in your contribution to humanity and this world. So until next time, folks, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.